Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast and music by three American composers, Carl Ruggles, Stephen Stuckey, and John Harbison. The music you just heard comes from the first movement, the fanfare opening of John Harbison's Symphony No. 4 with the National Orchestral Institute Philharmonic conducted by David Alan Miller. Here's a bit more of that movement. Music from John Harbison's Fourth Symphony. By the time Stephen Stuckey composed his second concerto for orchestra, he had a relationship with the Los Angeles Philharmonic that went back more than three decades. This particular work, the second concerto for orchestra, was given its premiere in 2004 during the inaugural season of the Walt Disney Concert Hall, and it went on to win the 2005 Pulitzer Prize for Music. Here's the overture, the first movement of his second concerto for orchestra. In the finale of Stephen Stuckey's Concerto for Orchestra No. 2, he uses what he calls combos. So soloists and groups of instruments, for example, the xylophone with the muted trumpets. The end result showcases something Stuckey was passionate about and very good at, orchestration. He once wrote, "I am devoted to the symphony orchestra as a medium, to its unmatched colors, to its incomparable power, to the unparalleled thrill that you can only get by hearing 100 brilliant artists together, putting their brains and muscles and spirits into a united gesture of human communication. From the Second Concerto for Orchestra, here is a bit of that finale. Carl Ruggles lived to be 95 and was irascible, actually quite a disagreeable person, and he was often late in delivering his compositions. Sun Treader, perhaps his best-known work, was one of just 10 pieces he completed in his lifetime. It was finally completed in 1931, 5 years after it was due. Late or not, it is an amazing-sounding piece. Craggy and complicated, but full of energy. The work takes its title from Robert Browning's 1832 poem, Pauline. The line that caught Ruggles' imagination was, "Sun Treader, life and light be thine forever." Ruggles' focus was not on the entire poem, or even its metaphorical meanings. Rather, he was focused on the image of giant loping steps evoked by the word sun treader. music by Carl Ruggles from his piece Sun Treader. Composer John Harbison, whose music you heard at the very beginning of this podcast, was awarded the Pulitzer Prize in 1987 for music for his choral and orchestral work, The Flight into Egypt. Just 2 years later, he was a recipient of the 1989 MacArthur Fellowship and a recipient of the Genius Grant and all that accompanies that honor. Not coincidentally, he's regarded as one of the best living American symphonists. So it's no surprise that the Seattle Symphony commissioned Harbison to write what would become his fourth symphony for their centennial celebrations in 2004. Here's a bit of the Scherzo movement. National Orchestral Institute Philharmonic at the University of Maryland's Clara Smith Performing Arts Center is formed each June from the musicians of the National Orchestral Institute. They say that musicians of extraordinary talent are chosen through rigorous international auditions and coalesce into one of the most dynamic orchestras in the country. From listening to this recording, I can only say that audition process works. This really is an album full of extraordinary playing. Of course, it never hurts when you have a Grammy-winning conductor like David Alan Miller leading the group. He's been music director of the Albany Symphony since 1992 and has shown himself to be a great interpreter of American contemporary music. Here he is leading the orchestra in the opening of the Threnody movement of John Harbison's Symphony No. 4.
Thank you.
You have been listening to music by American composers John Harbison, Stephen Stuckey, and Carl Ruggles, and performances by the excellent National Orchestral Institute Philharmonic under the direction of David Allen Miller. All from a new Naxos album on the American Classics series, catalog number 8.559836. The last movement of John Harbison's Symphony No. 4 is, well, appropriately titled Finale. Here's the very ending of that movement. Brilliant and energetic music that's given its full due by the musicians of the orchestra. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.